It's a busy time for media magnate Rupert Murdoch, owner of the New York Post, the Chicago Sun-Times, the Times of London, and many other publications throughout the world. The Australian publisher has just purchased a 50% interest in the 20th Century Fox Film Studios. And now there are rumors that Murdoch, whose publications are often accused of being racy and sensational, is preparing a bid to purchase National Public Radio. NPR's Scott Simon reports.
There's been so much attention and analysis devoted to Mr. Murdoch's purchase of stock in 20th Century Fox that rumors of his attempt to take control of the 309-station Washington-based public radio system may have been obscured. First news was probably heard last Wednesday, this almost casual-sounding notice on the World Service of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Ipswich, 6, Islington, 4. In financial news today, the Australian publishing magnate, Mr. Rupert Murdoch, is reported to be preparing a bid for the purchase of the National Public Radio System, a non-profit radio network in the United States. Mr. Murdoch, who already owns...
Jim Middleton has closely chronicled Rupert Murdoch's bids, raids, and boardroom marauding over the years. He's now Washington Bureau Chief for the Australian Broadcasting Commission. Jim Middleton explains why a businessman of Mr. Murdoch's wealth might want to purchase a comparatively small, comparatively impoverished public radio system.
Good question. I'd say probably two reasons. Naked ambition would have to be one. And the other, I think, would be, you know, very simply summed up by the phrase tax loss.
The media critics by surprise.
Ron Powers is a Pulitzer Prize-winning media critic, now a novelist and commentator for the CBS television program Sunday Morning.
This is a time in Rupert Murdoch's career, Scott, to really make a personal statement. I think that the sheer prospect of ordering Susan Stamberg to do an 8-part series on thrill goddesses of the ERA is probably irresistible.
But to other media analysts and critics, any partnership between Rupert Murdoch, has become known for seemingly relentless promotion and often sensational street sign-sized headlines, and National Public Radio, which has won awards for a more subdued, soft-voiced approach, sounds almost inconceivable. But Robert Siegel, who's NPR's director of news, doesn't believe a purchase of his network by Rupert Murdoch would necessarily bring about serious editorial changes.
Nothing very major, Scott. I'm very hopeful that this could mark an occasion for... Mainstreaming, some of the more serious journalistic interests of National Public Radio with some of the more mass cultural subject areas in which Mr. Murdoch's newsrooms are expert.
Well, what specifically could that wind up being, though?
Oh, I would think we would do a little bit more work about astrology, life after death, cancer cures, Johnny Carson's divorce.
So just this past week, NPR staff began to put together a pilot for the kind of programming they might produce under Rupert Murdoch's ownership.
Good evening from National Public Radio in Washington. I'm Susan Stamberg.
And this is Noah Adams with All Things Considered.
Mainstreaming, as Robert Siegel terms it, the network's traditional news and public affairs reporting with Mr. Murdoch's more pointed approach.
She was the most beautiful dancer in the whole club. Sweet, real innocent, like. And now... she's got no place to hang her hat. Real sad. I think the Russians did it.
Headless body in topless bar. We'll have a report.
Also, these stories: should clergy get free gender-changing operations in state-supported hospitals? A debate between author Jan Morris and theologian Hans Kung.
Speaking of theology, has Bernhard Goetz ever seen a UFO? We'll find out what you think.
Duran Duran tells us why the proposed value-added tax is a bad idea.
Marry the girl, Alex. That's the advice our commentator John McLaughlin gives to ballet star Alexander Goodenough about his arrangement with actress Jacqueline Bisset.
And Cindy Lauper wrestles with this idea. Is the ANZUS Mutual Defense Pact outdated?
That and more tonight on All Things Considered. First, this roundup of the day's celebrity and lifestyle news.
This is Brian Naylor. Well, it's April 1st, 1985. Venus is the star ascending. Astrological analysts report that because President Reagan is an Aquarius and Soviet leader Mikhail...
Any successful takeover depends upon the cooperation of NPR's 309 local member stations, and reaction there has been mixed. Ken Davis, program director at WBEZ in Chicago, chooses these words.
Shocked and appalled. I'm absolutely disgraced by this entire thing, and I don't even want to be a part of it.
Well, the projections that some of the financial people are making is that a station as large as yours in the system might appreciate something on the order of $2.5 million if NPR were to be purchased by Mr. Murdoch.
I think that it's important at a time like this, when there are major crises, that we be objective. And certainly it isn't, it wouldn't be appropriate to jump to massive conclusions about Mr. Murdoch. Certainly there may be a place for him in the system, and we have to look at all sides of the issue.
Some stations have already begun to incorporate a more entrepreneurial approach to their fundraising efforts to strike a more direct relationship between the services they offer and listener support.
Hi, I'm Gary Barton at WGUC. City Council met this morning to consider that new zoning law that would permit adult bookstores next to St. Peter and Chain's Cathedral. But we can't bring you details of that story until we get three more pledges at 241-8282.
Now officially, Mr. Murdoch's organization absolutely denies and rejects any interest in the purchase of National Public Radio. Sources there point out such a bid may even be prohibited by law. But to some modern marketing experts and audience researchers, the partnership seems commercially sensible. Sandra Nicolini is marketing director for the Sperling, Carpian, and Lowe Agency in New York City.
Your network, finally getting heard by a group larger than the same number of people who voted against the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, it's a beautifully harmonious relationship. I mean, both for Rupert Murdoch and RPN.
That's NPR, by the way. In the minds of some people who are already listeners to the programs of National Public Radio, there is some concern among that group that, this potential purchase by Mr. Murdoch might jeopardize what amounts to the editorial independence integrity.
I mean, when I hear someone these days talking about editorial independence and integrity, I just love it because I'm a nostalgia buff myself.
Success After Death. In this half hour, I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Lynn Neary. Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross tells us that going gentle into that good night is no reason to postpone your goals for personal and career achievement.
How to dress, who to know, and where to eat, where it really counts at the ultimate power lunch.
Also these stories. Israel,
this is Scott Simon reporting.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.
The floundering Israeli economy.
And a prominent scientist tells us UFOs may simply be subway vigilantes from another world.
That and more tonight on All Things Considered.